Convicted child rapist Nicholas Nienau is expected to apply for leave to appeal his conviction in the High Court in Pretoria today, in a move that has shocked and outraged local activist group #NotInMyNameSA. Nienau was initially sentenced to life imprisonment in October last year after he raped a 7-year-old girl in a toilet at a Dross restaurant. Convicted child rapist Nicholas Nienau is expected to apply for leave to appeal his conviction in the High Court in Pretoria today, in a move that has both shocked and outraged local activist group #NotInMyNameSA. Nienau was initially sentenced to life imprisonment in October of last year after he raped a 7-year-old girl in the toilet of a Dross restaurant. The activist group Secretary General Themba Masango said that while it may be Nienau's right to appeal, he is disappointed that South African taxpayers have to foot the bill for a legal process that he says is likely to re-victimize the child.
Basically, we're here at Nicholas Nienau's leave of appeal hearing. And as Not In My Name, we are actually angered that they are giving this convicted rapist an opportunity to appeal his conviction. He'll obviously be trying to say that his version of events were true and that the court was unfair by giving him the life sentence that they did. However, what people are forgetting is the little girl who is actually going through secondary victimization by having to go through this, you know, heinous events again. And we are really, really angered, and we are feeling that the court shouldn't be listening to this, but it is his constitutional right. That is his constitutional right on our taxes, because you'll remember he is on legal aid. So we as taxpayers are actually paying for Nicholas Nienau to be here, which is something that the judiciary and obviously those who make laws in this country, our parliamentarians, should actually consider looking into that. Once you are convicted as a rapist and as a child molester, you shouldn't even be offered the right to appeal, because especially he had been given the opportunity to go through this trial in such a way. You'll recall that he was given four mental health workers, psychologists, psychiatrists, to check whether he was in the right state of mind to face the trial. The trial took very long because the legal team wanted to make sure that they combed through everything, and it was done meticulously. And we're really unhappy that we're having to come through to this. In fact, they should add more to his sentence should this fail.
This is an ongoing story. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.